Yes, rentfree1310 at gmail.com is the address for you good P1s. If you want to share what has been living in your brain for X amount of time, we want to hear it. This segment is about you, and it's also about one of our coworkers. Because to start Why Today Doesn't Suck yesterday, Corby Davidson said, "Hey, buddy, I got a rent-free."
I'm going to make this segment about me.
And honestly, we welcome that as well. So he did not email me. He did text me. It was a long text. This could have been easier in an email, but I'll go ahead and start. He goes, okay. Here's my scenario. There's a pro golfer named Akshay Bahita, pronounced Akshay Bahita. He spelled it out for me. He's a lefty and currently ranked top 32 in the world. He's won 3 PGA Tour events and I think 9 or 10 times worldwide. He's an American. Parents are Indian. He was born and raised in the States. Anyway, I love the guy because he's a fellow Southpaw. But I can't think if it, I cannot think of his name without singing his name, and here's why. When I was a kid, I used to watch Gomer Pyle reruns all the time after school. I did too.
Okay.
Guilty. Channel 21, of course. At the time, I didn't know that the actor Jim Nabors was a classically trained singer like Deddy, and wasn't actually a redneck hillbilly from somewhere in the deep south. He was actually acting. Well, anyways, there was an episode where the town of Mayberry was rehearsing for a local play. One of the songs, Santa Lucia, that was the song they were singing. He said the choir was rehearsing the song. Gomer was outside washing a car beneath the rehearsal building. And, of course, the windows were open. Gomer starts to sing. And he has such a badass voice, the townspeople had that had no idea about it. The entire Mayberry choir goes to the window to hear this angelic voice, stops down. Well, my problem is that Santa Lucia fits perfectly with Akshay Bhatia. This guy's on the leaderboard every damn week. All I do when I read or see his name is sing this song from freaking Gomer Pyle. Here's the clip.
That's a good one, Andy.
The silver moon,
you got Aunt B.
Moonshine
Andy.
Is glowing o'er the calm below. Soft winds are blowing. Here love in breezes blow. Your joys invite us, and as we gently row, all things delight us.
Hark how the sailors
cry, joyously echoes nigh. Santa Lucia, Santa Lucia, home of fair poesy, realm of pure harmony. Santa Lucia, Santa Lucia.
And that's where he gets Akshay Fajita.
Bhatia.
Okay.
Bhatia. Not Fajita.
Bhatia.
Well, I too was a P1 of Gomer Pyle USMC because we didn't have cable and that was the reruns we watched. And I watched every episode, it felt like. And it was wild as the season or the series went on that he would just break out the pipes. And then you come to realize as a youngster that Jim Nabors not only was Gomer Pyle on the Andy Griffith Show, which spun into USMC.
Which was a beatdown.
What, Andy Griffith?
Every freaking time it would come on and that whistling song. Ugh, what a beatdown.
Yeah. I kind of hated I Love Lucy a little bit more for that same reason, but, you know, teach their own.
People are happy.
But apparently miserable. Jim Nabors was a multiple gold record singer because he had such a voice, and the Lord's Prayer and other sacred songs sold over 550,000 copies. And this guy had such a... I mean, he would be on these variety shows from the 60s and 70s, and you would see Gomer up there, and he would talk in his southern accent voice and then break into that. So
it's probably hard to separate the two. It just, like, doesn't... Like, okay, this feels like this doesn't fit the character.
Well, there's Corby's submission.
Awesome.
Jim
okay.
Nabors.
Akshay Bhatia. Learning about golfers.
All right, so this is from Good P1, Adrian. We say, yo, Adrian. He says, yo, sweet spot. There's a progressive commercial living rent-free in me and my daughter's heads. It's the dog park is a jam. I don't need to check IDs. And I've seen the dog park with what's her name, Mira or Mara?
She's, wasn't it Flo?
I think it's Mara, yeah.
Yeah, she's the real deadpan, like, auxiliary cast of the progressive people.
Okay.
And she's at the dog park, and she's talking to a guy. I didn't know that there was an actual song. I haven't heard this.
Oh, yeah.
But not only do they put these commercials out, they put, like, the extended commercials out online, and this is the jam that they can't get out of their head.
It's the dog park. With all the dogs there. People you see that you don't really know, because it's the dog park. It's the dog park.
Brought to you by Progressive Pet Insurance.
What are you eating? What are you eating? Open your mouth. Open your mouth.
Open your mouth. It's the dog park.
Protect your pet from injury and illness with Progressive Pet Insurance.
I tell you what,
it's an earworm.
It's an earworm, and I think that as corny as some of those Flo commercials have become, I do think overall Progressive is the best insurance fun, pound for pound, because the Dr. Rick commercials.
Oh, those are goated.
I mean, it feels like every time I see a new one, I will like pause it on my DVR and make my wife and kids come in the room and be like, hey, we got a new one.
Yeah, we saw one last night, the Uber one.
Yeah, in fact, if you look in the Dropbox there, Ham, I put that one in as well. I didn't know if we'd have time for it, but yeah, this, and it's, I guess it's frustrating as I get older, these hit a little more close to home, and this is the rideshare one that just dropped.
Hey, Chris, I didn't recognize you from your profile pic. Did you get a haircut? You look sharp.
Rideshares. They can be a big trigger for young homeowners turning into their parents.
So, have you been doing this long? You seem great at it. Hey, Chris, there's room behind you if you want to pass this turkey.
Okay,
let's let him drive, and we ride.
It's a lot.
Safe travels.
Thank you.
Good luck to you.
You too.
Great talking with you.
Progressive can save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto with us.
I'm sure you got another ride.
I do.
All right. Go get them.
Go get them. That's something you would say.
Yeah, and I do feel compelled to at least test the waters on a conversation for a rideshare. I know a lot of them don't want to talk, and that's totally fine, but some are chatty.
A lot of them love to talk.
Some are chatty, so you start the ride out and just like little chit-chat, and if they bite, okay, I'll sit and have a discussion. If not, I'll be happy to put an earbud in and listen to the ticket.
Yeah, I guess it depends on the vibe and the person and, you know, what they're talking about. If it's just small talk and chit-chat, I'll just be like, okay, yeah. I'm like, oh, where are you going? I'm like, oh, well, going to the game. I'm going to the American Airlines Center.
You
like, obviously, yes.
You know where I'm going.
Oh, who's playing tonight? You can look it up on your phone. The Stars are it's a big playoff game.
Yeah.
But yeah, those are so great.
They really are. All right. Speaking of commercials, this one is titled Penis Commercials. Cruz in Toledo emails. Not Cruz in Toledo, Cruz in Toledo says, what's been living in my mind rent-free is the first athlete to do ads for Viagra. The first one that comes to mind is Pudge doing it back in the day. Just wondering how embarrassing that would be in the locker room, especially dudes still in their 30s, early 40s. Nowadays, it seems more normalized for Blue Chew and other companies, etc. Cruz. Well, it wasn't Pudge. Pudge never did that. It was Rafael Palmeiro.
I remember those.
Famously in 02 and 03, he had a deal while a Ranger to do Viagra ads, and we actually have some audio from that initial campaign.
I take batting practice. Take infield practice.
I take steroids.
I take Viagra.
Ready to try Viagra for the first time? Ask your doctor if a free sample's right for you and visit Viagra.com for more information.
Step up to the plate and make an appointment to see your doctor.
So we were in college when those started, and we would watch every Ranger game at the house, and we always had the discussion of would that actually be like crushingly embarrassing for somebody like that, or have they made so much money, does it even matter?
I bet his teammates gave him a hard time for it, no pun intended. But he's made so much money, and it's Rafael Palmeiro. And is anybody really going to say anything to him about it? Like, he had so much, enough clout at that time, that is some, one of his 24-year-old teammates going to, like, say something to his face about it.
Yeah, he's actively playing, and there's a bunch of 20-year-olds in the room. Like, you have Frank Thomas and Was it Doug Flutie doing the dong pill ads that you see all the time?
Two different looking people.
They are, but they're well retired. They've been out of the game for 20 years, so that makes sense for a pitch man.
So what? Do you remember the exact year he did that? Because it was
02 and 03.
02 and 03. Uh-huh. Okay, so he would have been. Let's see the young guys on the team that year. He would have had a rookie Hank Blaylock.
Okay.
A young Kevin Minch. I can see Kevin Minch giving him a tough time for it. A-Rod was on the team at that point.
You think A-Rod talked to anybody?
No, not a single person. I don't think Raffy did either, to be honest with you.
Well, how our heroes fall.
I know.
But they made some money along the way doing Viagra ads. All right, let's go to P1 William. This is just an email. He says, greetings, Reddit Jesus, that would be Monty, and Sweet Spotters, that's us. The email from last week about the line was Tita on from the compound e-brake was brilliant. That was the funniest thing about the whole 10-car pileup, and no one heard it. Mino got laugh-a-lanched so bad. A similar but less wheels-off thing happened recently. When Corby was telling the story of his son finding the wedding band on the beach, the Florida Highway 30A, it was mentioned a handful of times after one of them ham-fired off an EA drop that didn't land anywhere. But I was cackling like a lunatic at the concept of not just a second EA, but a third EA. What a nightmare. Or a party. I don't know. Thanks for tending the flame of the great game in the midst of the perpetual three-ring circus known as Cowboys Incorporated. Rare blowout win on Diamond Talk tonight. Best regards, P1, William, and Denton.
Dude. Yeah, I guess we haven't found the ring owner yet.
Oh yeah.
But I guess I missed that too. The drop ham fired off. What was that?
Don't recall.
Just had to be an EA drop. There's any of them.
Not just a second EA, but a third EA. Would you rather have two or three EAs?
I'd rather have
I think just one is enough.
A whole starting five.
I don't know if I could deal with two of them. I just want one.
Just a whole shift of EA out on the ice. All right, let's finally end it with Kylie, sweet P1 Kylie. She says, hi, sweet spot boys. Y'all had bikes as the word to text to 22126, and it made me think of the old Tom Segura bit about an episode of Scared Straight. I put a couple of non-edited links below where the kid with the bowl cut gets asked why he's in jail. So, Tom Segura, this is too long to play. It's 5 minutes. And it is very funny about how his favorite episode of Scared Straight back in 1999 was when they took these kids to an actual prison to talk to actual inmates, like Gen Pop.
Yeah.
And
see Prison Mike.
Yeah, and he explains why he says the word bikes the way he says it. And it's about a minute and a half, but it's worth playing.
There's one exchange where this dude, he pulls a kid out of line. The kid's like 13. He weighs, I don't know, 100 pounds. And he has a bowl cut. Okay, he has a bowl cut in prison. It's parted in the middle. And the prisoner goes, why are you here? And the kid's like, stealing? And he goes, the f*** you took? And the kid goes, bikes? And he goes, bikes! And that's why I yell bikes all the time. You should see me when we drive by a bike store. Holy shit. I'll be like, ah. Oh. And my wife, she's pretty over it. She'll go like, you get one. I'm like, all right, I'm going to make count. So I'll pull over, I roll down the window, and I wait until I see somebody checking out one of the sidewalk displays, like all the bikes out there. And when they find one they really like, and they're like, oh, I like this one, I'll go, bikes! And they're like, what the f***? And I'll go, stop selling drugs! And I drive up.
Not bad.
Yeah, that's a multi-layered rent-free.
Yeah.
Because Kylie thinks of Tom Segura's bit, and Tom Segura, every time he sees a bike, thinks of Scared Straight.
Exactly.
Now we're all going to yell, bikes!
And that's the beauty of rent-free. And if you want to share some of that beauty, rentfree1310@gmail.com. We do it every Wednesday at 2:15.